Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our brilliant analyst, Jane. Today is Saturday, May 2nd, 2026, and we've got a packed digest with some really wild headlines.
Thanks, Paul. It's certainly been a busy 24 hours in AI. I'm ready to dive into these stories, especially the drama around xAI and OpenAI.
You're not kidding. Kicking things off with a bombshell, Elon Musk admitted that xAI actually quote-unquote distilled OpenAI models, and he's revealed a whopping $97.40 billion bid for OpenAI's assets. Talk about a plot twist, Jane.
Absolutely, Paul. Distilled is a very polite way of saying they leveraged existing models, which, given their history, isn't entirely surprising. The bid, though, that's the real headline. It signifies a massive power play and a potential shakeup for the entire industry.
Indeed. And speaking of staggering figures, Anthropic is reportedly seeking $40 to $50 billion in funding at an eye-watering $900 billion valuation. It seems the AI market is still in hyperdrive.
It really is, Paul. A $900 billion valuation for Anthropic would put them in an entirely different league. It shows incredible investor confidence in their long-term vision, even amidst all the competition.
From valuations to actual tech breakthroughs, OpenClaw is making waves. We learned today it's powered by a tiny, self-building, open-source AI coding agent named Pi. That sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel.
It does, doesn't it? A self-building agent, Pi, that only needs four tools to operate is incredibly efficient. This is a huge leap for agentic AI, showing how complex tasks can be broken down and executed autonomously, even with minimal resources.
And on the heels of that, OpenAI is expanding its own agentic capabilities with Codex for Work, moving beyond just coding to general knowledge tasks. It seems the agent revolution is truly upon us.
Exactly, Paul. Codex for Work signifies OpenAI's ambition to make their agents indispensable for a broader range of professional tasks. It's about empowering knowledge workers, not just developers, and really cements the idea of AI as a co-pilot for almost everything. Less than person one, greater than moving to the physical world, we're seeing some incredible advancements in robotics. Generalist's Gen 1 robot demonstrated improvisational intelligence by self-correcting while tying a zip tie, and other robots are catching balls with flat plates and even making cocktails. Less than person two, greater than, it's fascinating to see, Paul, that improvisational intelligence is a key step towards truly adaptable robots. They're learning and self-correcting in real time, which means they can handle unexpected situations in unstructured environments, a huge hurdle for robotics.
Absolutely. And let's not forget Demis Hassabis advocating for a strong open source AI stack in the West. It highlights the ongoing strategic importance of open versus closed models in the global AI race.
That's a critical point, Paul. An open source stack fosters innovation and collaboration, which could be vital for maintaining a competitive edge. It's about collective strength versus proprietary advantage, and the debate continues to heat up.
It certainly does. And that's the MergeSort AI Digest for May 2nd, 2026. A massive thanks to Jane for her insights today. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great weekend.